This is our sixth program of the Taking Charge of Your Health series, a special edition of Health Matters. Having energy is a sure sign of good health. Energy to do what you have to do and what you want to do. Not to mention having the energy to enjoy moving your body.
So, our focus this week is maximizing energy. We begin with a few questions. What is your energy level? Are you fatigued all the time? If so, do you know why?
Knowing why isn't all that easy. A complete medical checkup may not find the culprit, because doctors are looking for an underlying disease that may cause fatigue. So if you are fatigued all the time, or a lot of the time, and no medical reason is found, what then?
There are several possible causes. The first is you may be trying to do too much. Sometimes learning how to say no, or how to delegate, and then using the freed up time to replenish your energy stores is all that it takes.
Sometimes it's your eating habits. There is an energy reserve that runs all the processes of your body, including your brain. It needs refueling on a regular basis. You could think of this energy reserve as the gas tank of your car. It only holds so much gas, so it needs continual refueling.
Here's how the body's energy system works. Food is broken down into sugar units called glucose that combine with oxygen to make your body's energy currency. Your body has to constantly make new supplies of this energy currency from the glucose. It draws on glucose stored in your liver and muscles, or directly from the food you eat.
The body can also make energy supply from stored fat, but this takes longer, and the process is not as efficient. The best way to provide for maximum energy is to have 4 or 5 small meals per day. This ensures that the body and the brain will have constant access to glucose.
And that's where it gets tricky. Because if you eat more than you need, the body converts the excess calories into fat. If you are a regular listener to Health Matters, you know what's coming next. We need to eat high-fiber, complex carbohydrates that contain a little protein and perhaps a little unsaturated fat. Those are the foods that provide your body with the stores of glucose it needs to manufacture energy.
The rest has to do with a balanced diet, one that provides you with all the necessary vitamins and minerals. And we need to drink enough water. Hydration is important. Sometimes fatigue is simply a mild form of dehydration.
Caffeine use has to be looked at. In small doses, caffeine increases concentration and reaction time. It causes your brain cells to fire more quickly. But if you overdo caffeine, your body goes into overdrive. This can lead to palpitations, tremulousness, nervousness, and diarrhea.
Dr. Traver recommends limiting caffeine intake to the morning hours. Caffeine consumed afternoon can interfere with sleep. And that leads to the next factor that can contribute to fatigue, insufficient sleep. Caffeine is only one stimulant that interferes with sleep. Nicotine and alcohol do as well.
Sleep apnea, the condition in which the upper airway periodically closes off, interferes with the restorative nature of sleep. Trouble is, people usually don't know they have sleep apnea. If you're overweight or you snore and you're feeling fatigued all the time, you should get checked for sleep apnea.
It could be that the biggest energy drain humans are heir to is emotional fatigue. Depression, stress, or anxiety can drain the energy right out of you. So can lack of motivation or apathy, where you just don't care about anything anymore. Apathy feels like fatigue. Being excited about what you're doing is a great energy booster. It may be time to renew those old dreams you used to have, or to find new interests, challenges, and goals.
There's one more source of fatigue to consider: chronic inflammation.
Attack invaders. But sometimes these defense mechanisms go awry and your immune system attacks your own organs, such as the pancreas, which causes type 1 diabetes, or the joints in rheumatoid arthritis.
The latest research has found that chronic inflammation is responsible for the bulk of heart disease, strokes, cancer, arthritis, and dementia. Yet fatigue may be the only symptom of the fact that that your body is quietly struggling away with chronic inflammation.
Chronic inflammation happens when your immune system is working overtime. Your immune cells work to it. You could think of chronic inflammation as friendly fire, but of course, it isn't friendly.
And three guesses what the best defense is. Exercise. Exercise causes the production of a protein that decreases inflammation. Exercise also strengthens the immune system in general.
Exercise is a tough prescription for someone who feels fatigued all the time, but it's like the bitter medicine that tastes awful but makes you feel better. Here's why. Exercise stimulates a number of physiological responses that increase energy and stamina. Exercise also trains your body to make more efficient use of its energy systems, upping the process that combines glucose and oxygen to give you higher stamina levels.
And we've said this before, but it's worth repeating. Exercise elevates your mood, increases your alertness level, and makes you less vulnerable to stress. Exercise also promotes deeper, more restorative sleep levels.
And remember that fat cells secrete chemicals that ignite inflammation. That's why keeping your weight within normal range reduces fatigue, and it will protect you as well from the accelerated aging and diseases associated with obesity.
Getting back to the subject of food, is there an anti-inflammatory diet?
A good balanced diet is an anti-inflammatory diet, but there are healthful foods you could concentrate on for upping your energy. Fiber is key. It is present in whole grains, fruits, and vegetables. Unsaturated fat is key, especially omega-3 fatty acids, which are not as easy to come by as they were when we were eating more salmon. Unless you eat plenty of fatty fish, you have to rely on walnuts and flax seeds or supplements.
Dr. Travers' fitness goal for maximizing energy is physical strength. This boils down to using your muscles. Muscles peak in your 20s. After that, you have to use them consistently to maintain a strong core muscle mass throughout your life.
In fact, core muscle strength is the biggest predictor of whether an elderly person will be able to live at home independently. Muscle mass is also the major determinant of metabolism. If you want to perform the normal round of daily activities well into old age, strengthen those muscles.
In other words, keep up that exercise routine you hopefully started when you decided to take charge of your health. Push yourself into doing a bit more aerobic activity this week.
If you're tuning in late to our Taking Charge of Your Health series, you could find the first 5 programs on our website. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Taking Charge of Your Health is a part of our Health Matters series, produced and written by Cynthia Potten, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Florine McCovey and Joseph Orozco. Thank you for listening.